The Pop Culture Show is presented by Big 5 Rum. Welcome to the club. It's Big 5 Rum for one last week. Guys, this is our 1 year anniversary for the Pop Culture Show.
It is? Well,
not
with
quite.
An asterisk. I was going to say, with an asterisk.
Right.
This is when we started this project.
And then Jimmy bailed on you.
Yeah. So a year ago, it was for April Fool's Week. We launched what we thought was just having fun. And now here we are a year later, Cubby's roped in, and our official year will be in June.
Happy anniversary, right. Barnes.
Happy anniversary, asterisk.
Yeah. Let's rum it up.
Right.
So how many episodes? Is that we're over 50, right? I mean, I say we, but the whole Pop Culture Show.
Yeah, this is 58, and I think you've been here for 40 of them.
Yeah, so, all right, we're doing good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We are a deep dive into the latest celebrity news and music and TV and technology. Every week, it's just kind of a mixed bag of really, it's dictated by the pop culture world. So we pull it all together and present what we wrap in a little air quotes as a show, right? So please rate, review, and subscribe. We have a pop cult, and the pop cult is a newsletter that is very not consistent. It's just when we have breaking news. No, but Leslie, you laugh. It's only for, we share with the pop cult things before they come to the airwaves. And one example is our major, major news that we've already shared with a bunch of people with personalized. We're making videos for each person and telling them this news that will be breaking here shortly, but not real soon, but pretty soon.
Like, for example, Big Mama already knows.
Big Mama knows.
So this is the exclusive club, the pop cult.
This is the club. So if you want your individual news that we're giving out, you just join the pop cult. You go to thepopcultureshow.com and you sign up for the pop cult. One thing I will tell you we're putting out in the pop cult probably in about a week is we have a major guest coming up, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's big.
Ooh.
Will be on with us.
A Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh. Almost a full hour. I believe we're going to have them for quite a while, and we're telling people in the pop cult here in the next coming week or two who that is first. So another reason just to join the pop cult. We're not going to spam you. We're not going to sell your information. This is purely intra talk about the Pop Culture Show.
And I made mention of Big Mama. For those that don't know who she is, she's one of our most loyal fans. And really, guys, anything we do, she fucking loves.
It's hysterical. She was all fired up about her video, too. She started emailing the show saying, how do I put this on my Instagram?
Cubby, I would love to have her on.
We could get her on. If you can get Taylor Swift, I can get Big Mama.
I mean, Big Mama, come on. Words of wisdom from Big Mama.
She's awesome.
Follow the Pop Culture Show on Twitter for the latest breaking celebrity, music, and TV news. Keep on top of your pop culture news with us on Twitter. Follow at Pop Culture Show on Twitter.
I don't know if you saw the story of the week. It's growing legs and it's getting dark. I'm talking about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch story.
I did.
I heard about this.
Why are there shrimp tails in my cereal? Well, this guy Jensen Karp, who apparently he's a marketer, comedian, a podcaster. He used to be a rapper. Found shrimp tails in his cereal and started posting photos on Twitter. And so did his wife. His wife is, I don't know if you've ever heard of her, Danielle Fishel. She played Topanga on Boy Meets World.
Yep, yep.
Now, he claims that he reached out to General Mills. They didn't reach back out to him. They claim they did. He started showing all the correspondence. They wanted him to send the box because they're like, this couldn't have happened in our factory. Maybe it was tampered with. So I guess what they're going to do now is ask him, you know, to send portions in the mail. But, you know, he's saying there's rat droppings. He showed small black pieces of encrusted shrimp tails and cinnamon toast. It kind of almost looked like there was black on one of them.
Something smells shrimpy.
Well, first of all, hard to take him seriously when he's a comedian.
Yes, Cubby, you nailed it. But a podcaster.
But
exactly.
Wait, this is how it got dark. Cubby, have you heard how it got dark?
I haven't heard. The only thing I heard was Cinnamon Toast Crunch said that they think that it's not a shrimp tail. It's like a bunch of sugar
it's
that's just kind
of
clumped
like
up.
A bunch of cinnamon that's all clumped together.
Right. But what? How did it get dark?
Well, there's a new term I learned about called milkshake ducking. Because guess what? The internet turned on him. Yes, it did. And that means that before finding out, actually, the duck is a racist. Sometime homophobic and all these other things. One woman came out and she said he was a manipulative, gaslighting, narcissistic ex-boyfriend who once told me he was surprised I hadn't killed myself because my life was so worthless. And then another guy came out and said he stole ideas from them. So anyway, the internet's turned on him. People are coming out talking about what a terrible person he is. He's only had one tweet since saying there's no update. There's no update.
Sounds very suspicious. And it seems like those machines, as high tech as they all are, unless somebody intentionally put shrimp tails in one of those, you know, huge vats, how would that even happen?
Yeah. And this story is not going to stop me from eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I love it.
What was the purpose of his story? That, I mean, was it just to get his name in the news?
I don't know if it's true or not. He apparently says he's sending some of this stuff to the company. It's still up in the air, but wow, have people come out after him on the internet.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I mean, call me a skeptic, which often you do. But yeah, it just seems like he's trying to get attention.
The story continues.
Yeah. Well, while you bring such horrible news, I'm going to get into This Week in Pop Culture, and I'm going to bring the best news that I have heard all week.
Hey, Survivor fans, I have some exciting news to share. Survivor's going back into production. Fiji has invited us back to their beautiful country to shoot season 41. We have all of our COVID protocols in place so that everybody in Fiji will remain safe. All of our crew will be safe. And of course, our players will be safe. And I got to tell you, I can't remember a time I've been this pumped to shoot Survivor. And I'll tell you why. The past year has reminded me, and I hope it's reminded you, that you gotta live your life like it's one big, great adventure, and Survivor fulfills that. So I am thrilled to say, I will see you on the island for Survivor 41. Let's do it!
Man, wow. That's been the biggest hole in my life this year.
I haven't watched it since season 2.
Dude, you are missing some seriously quality TV, and I'm being serious.
It's CBS. You like everything on CBS. It's cool.
Listen, they do a great job with that show. I'm so glad it's back. But the funny part, the production value on Survivor is to the sky. But the production value on that announcement from Jeff Probst was to the toilet. I can see it now. Hey, Jeff, we need to do a promo. We're a go for Survivor. Can you get us a promo? Jeff went out in his backyard and got as close to some big plants that looked kind of tropical that he could and backed into them and literally read that. It was the funniest thing ever seen in the video.
How long has Jeff been doing this show?
Since the beginning.
2000, I want to say.
It's crazy. What a
2001?
He came from Rock and Roll Jeopardy, remember? Right before that.
On VH1.
Yep.
You know, Barnes, I don't know what's going to reel me in because I'm like Cubby. I haven't seen it in years.
Guys, I'm pleading to you not as an employee of CBS. That would be Leslie.
I'm an employee of CBS.
You're technically right. Leslie
Viacom
is.
Right. I'm just saying, give the new season a chance. Give it like 2 episodes. It's so well done. And they vary a little bit. They move over and they like make room for different ideas, but they keep the basic principle in line. I think it's so well done.
No, they must be doing something right if they've been on this long.
Think about it.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, why do you say that about Survivor, but then you trash Big Brother, who's been on?
No, I said the same about Big Brother. Like, I'm still impressed it's been around for so long. Man, I don't know why Big Brother. It's like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. I'm like a 5 on it. I've never went 5 or higher.
You're mean.
Oh, you stop. Hey, Dana Carvey was on with Colbert and doing what he does best.
Here's the deal. Number one, the thing that they said. Come on. Number two, the two part. Folks, 3, you know, come on, I'm not kidding around. No rocket science. Here's the deal. Come on now. Now, that he told, he knew it floated. He told Bob Woodward, Joanne Woodward. He told Bob Redford, excuse me. I think, you know, but folks, I care. I care a lot. People are suffering, and I do. And my mother said, you know, that's the way the cookie is. And it goes those places.
Yeah, Dana Carvey back doing presidential impressions and pretty good Biden right there.
I thought so. I mean, the guy, I thought he was done. Like, you know, we haven't heard from him doing anything like that in so long.
Since the Bush days.
He's so good.
He is good. If there's one thing he's good at, it's that. Those Wayne and Garth TV ads. Are you feeling those?
No.
I mean, they're kind of whack, but I love the nostalgia part of it.
For a second.
Right. Right.
And then it just seems really forced.
Yeah.
Just me.
Well, Swiftie fans are so excited because Taylor Swift dropped never-before-heard song You All Over Me, featuring Maren Morris. Now, this is the first From the Vault song from Fearless, Taylor edition. Remember, she's going back and redoing all of her albums, and it drops April the 9th. But check this out.
Fran, before you roll the clip, how many special announcements can she have
every week
in a year?
Don't you remember, though? She's redoing all of these albums, and then she's putting out songs that she's never put out before.
It's just funny. She came in hot January 6th with her first secret special announcement, and here we are almost to April.
Yeah.
And she's still secret announcement this right out the door. I mean,
she's a marketing machine.
All right, Fran, play your clip.
Too long and wasted time, lost tears, swore that I'd get out of here. But no amount of freedom gets you clean. I've still got you all over me.
And now the question you thought I was going to ask. So when's Taylor going to be on our show?
I knew you were going to ask
that. That really is a nice sounding song. I was just making fun of the fact that she has an announcement every week.
Oh, it's going to be every week, all year. Just be ready.
Well, in a somber way, I'd like to share some other new music. This was a really weird way to debut a new song, but Ed Sheeran played at a funeral this week and played a new song. And of course, the media picked up on it and ran with it and made it an announcement of a new song, which was not his intention, obviously. This Australian music industry executive, Michael Gudinski, who passed, and Ed played at his funeral, and he debuted this brand new song.
The little ones will grow, and I'll still drink your favorite wine. Soon they're going to close, but I'll see you another day. So much has changed since you've been away.
Great song.
Yeah, he said it was inspired by his new daughter. It was a beautiful, I just love his voice.
Especially when you can really tell someone's good is when they can pull it off like that. He's probably standing out in the middle of a cemetery with one mic and his guitar. Pretty impressive.
Still blows me away to see him in an arena with just his guitar.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy to watch that tour. I went to that and just
insane.
His loop machine. Yeah, it was insane. But he, I was just saying to someone two nights ago, why haven't we heard anything from Ed Sheeran? And there you go.
And yet more music news, guys. Justin Bieber celebrated his new album, Justice, with an exclusive iHeartRadio album release party last week. He dropped a few new tracks, including Name, featuring Tori Kelly. Check this out.
I know you think about laying side by side on a goodwill couch.
That's not bad. The guy can
sing. Good. And Justin Bieber seems to be on fire again. Like, he kind of cooled off there for a minute, didn't have anything out, and now he's got Lonely on the radio, and he's got Holy, and a song called Anyone, and now this. I mean, he's definitely on fire again.
It's the Crocs. It's
the Justin Bieber Crocs.
Ever since he did the Justin Bieber Crocs, it's been a whole different story.
Also this week in pop culture, sadly, a couple of icons have passed away. Legendary actor George Segal passed away at 87. You know, he's been on the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Bev, look at this. Billy Joel's coming to town. You got to see this.
Not now, Dad. I've got three lunches to make.
Look at this picture of him. He's wearing the exact same sunglasses as I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call for tickets.
And, Jessica Walter, the award-winning actress who, has been in so many movies, so many television shows, but well-known for Arrested Development. Mama Bluth.
If you're not going to bail out Buster, least you can do is go visit him.
And risk having the story come out that I went to a prison to visit my son before the election? That would be very bad for Lindsay's campaign.
So the plan is to run her even though she's not here?
Yes.
Got it.
Especially now that Sally's in the race. Tobias better find Lindsay before the 4th of July parade, which is on the 2nd.
Yeah, very sad. I never, ever, ever got into that show.
I loved it. You know, it's like, I love Jason Bateman. First
so
and foremost, because the guy never ages, by the way, but it was a twisted show, but really funny.
On our morning radio show, we were talking about all the work that Jessica Walter did, and one of the movies that came up was the 1971 play Misty for Me, and I'm the only guy on our morning show that had seen it, and no one else had seen it, and I told them, if you're in radio, It's like a must watch. I mean, we've all seen Play Misty for Me, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And Jessica Walter plays the psycho girlfriend. And trust me, that is one movie. Although dated when you watch it, it's brilliant.
What's another show like that? That's one that that was a huge pop culture show and had a rabid fan base, but I just didn't get it. Arrested Development. What's one for you guys? What's one that was so prevalent and you just somehow stayed in your lane and you avoided it?
Married with Children, I never understood.
Really?
Yeah. I remember that being huge.
That was funny for me.
Massive.
I'll tell you one and you're going to yell at me.
Probably not.
Seinfeld.
No. The what? Office.
Is it because you haven't really given it enough episodes or you just never got into it?
Just never got into it. And now people are like, you got to go back and watch it during COVID.
I'm kind of with you. I was in the same boat as I didn't catch it when it was happening, for the first time.
Yeah.
And I went back to Netflix. I think it's Netflix or Amazon and tried. And I get like three episodes in. Heather was all aboard. Like, let's keep watching. And I'd look over and go, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I mean, I might get it.
I just don't know if I want to make the investment.
That's right. A good question for those listening, and let's throw that up in social also this week. What is a show that was so massive that everybody loved that you just didn't get? What was it?
Hey, the Pop Culture Show presented by Big Five Rum. Welcome to the club, Big Five Rum. Inspired by the social clubs in Havana, Cuba in the 1950s, from the vibrant nightlife of the cabaret to the laid-back lifestyle, Big Five Rum wants to welcome everyone to the club like we're a part of the club.
What's crazy is they have taken home all these awards, like gold medal from the SIP, the SIP awards, and also the Best Buy award from the Beverage Tasting Institute. Anytime any institute gives you an award, I feel like that's quality.
Yeah, Big Five Rum, currently available in New York, Maryland, Georgia, and of course in Florida at retailers like ABC, Publix, and more. Please, if you could, ask your local liquor store if they can carry Big Five Rum like we are carrying it right now.
I'm literally carrying it right now.
I'm holding a bottle now.
Every time you say it, I grab it and I open the top and I smell it. It just smells so good. Ha 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 ha. And it's sad that this is the last week. I hope they come back around as a sponsor. Our sponsor group brings in different brands each month. And so it's kind of sad. It was good that it was March.
If you want to be a sponsor, please put a comment below.
Perfect.
Please throw us your money.
Well, let's dive into some celebrity sleaze. I know you guys saw this story. Sharon Osbourne has decided to leave The Talk. Here's the statement.
Wow.
The events of the March 10th broadcast were upsetting to everyone involved, including the audience watching at home. As part of our review, we concluded that Sharon's behavior toward her co-host during the March 10th episode did not align with our values for a respectable workplace. Wow, that's a huge statement from CBS.
And someone wanted her out, that's for sure.
You know, The Talk has had amazing ratings, but they've also had a lot of changes. And I feel like Sharon was the one person kind of holding the show, what's left of it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens after her departure.
The show is still on hiatus, so we'll see. All of a sudden, like some Tiger King news in the news. Joe Exotic talking about his husband, Dylan. I guess they've decided to stay together. Dylan,
really?
It's interesting because, he's got like 19 more years in jail, unless he gets pardoned by Joe Biden, but Dylan's decided to stay with him. And then Barnes sent me this story. Remember Jeff Lowe from the show? He had a stroke and he's saying he was poisoned.
But he's the guy who took over the zoo, right? Like
yes.
He kept it open.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a year, guys. Can you believe that that's been in our lives for a
year?
Wow.
That was like the first show we all talked about during the pandemic.
It was the biggest show on Netflix at the time. And now other ones have just passed it like crazy, which is even more insane.
Well, don't forget, remember the story that Nicolas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic in a docuseries.
What's the whole... I feel like I've heard that story for so long and it hasn't come out.
We got to get back to now some more reboots and new movies, and Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson, the Saw sequel. I never got into those movies. Did you?
No, not really.
Spiral from the Book of Saw with Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson, May 14th. There's already a release date for that.
There's a lot of Saws, right? And to me, Saw is the same as like Friday the 13th franchise. Like there was like 20,000 of them.
And once you hit one of those hard, though, you were making some big money. Like whoever was producing them, if they stuck...
And how about a new Bewitched movie in the works?
Yes, please.
Yeah, 49 years after ABC's Bewitched, Sony is now in the process of developing a new movie based on the 60s sitcom. And of course, I never saw the 2005 one with Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't either.
It just sort of lost me.
Why do we need another one then?
Was that a big screen?
Yeah.
It was?
It was big screen.
It was a big release in 05.
Yeah, I've seen it on like iTunes, but I've never watched it. How about this series, FBI International Spinoff, ordered by CBS? Yeah, it's going to be FBI International. It is the second spinoff from Dick Wolf's franchise. Additionally, FBI and FBI Most Wanted have been renewed for the next season. Do you watch any of those?
They can do no wrong. They can just keep churning those out with a different word after FBI and sell it all day.
I agree, over and over and over again.
I love procedurals, though. Any cop procedural, if I get on and it's new, I'll watch it. That and 48 Hours and Dateline and 2020.
Over and over. They rope you in.
That's my dream job, by the way. Dateline. Being like one of the correspondents on Dateline. That's my dream job.
Wow.
I really miss Chris Hansen surprising people showing up at homes.
Wow.
That was good. But do you not watch Dateline, either of you?
Yeah, I like Dateline.
With Keith Morrison?
Yes.
It was a Sunday afternoon in New Jersey, and Cuppy didn't expect what would happen to him next.
Yes.
I mean, he's just got the best. And I could do it and bring the drone. So I could be the drone person and the host. Come on, Dateline.
Well, this is interesting. And tell me if you would go. Nearly 5 years ago, Prince unexpectedly, passed away. But now Paisley Park is going to open its doors to the public for free to celebrate his legacy. And they're also going to put his ashes on display.
Well, seeing how his family had their hands in the cash coffer, I'm surprised that it's for free.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah, the memorial is going to open at 9 a.m. on April 21st.
I mean, they were fighting over that cash like crazy when he died.
I'm guessing there's going to be like a donation thing at the end.
Right. You're free to get in, but then you can only stand in the hallway.
And right. Or something like that.
You have to go further. You have to pay.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle is now going to require COVID-19 tests at all of his live shows. So if the test is positive for any attendee and their family member, they will be denied entry to the show. Well, of course.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
I mean, you're just trying to keep it safe. I don't think it's like he's trying to get publicity from it or something.
Tom Cruise has put his multi-million dollar ranch up for sale. $39.5 million.
Barnes could afford that.
Uh-huh.
How about this? 320 acres, the main residence.
Wow.
Is 10,000 square feet.
That's not that big.
Well, that's the main residence. There's also a 1,500 square foot guest house on the property.
When I say that's not that big, I'm saying just when you think Tom Cruise and $40 million, I mean, an average home is probably between 2,500 and 3,000 square feet.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
So 10,000, three times, a regular house doesn't seem like 40 million.
Right.
Mike Tyson has announced he'll be fighting 58-year-old Evander Holyfield on May 29th.
They keep going back and forth, and I'm hearing it's off, and then Tyson says it's on, and then
Holyfield's camp is saying that the negotiations were dead. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I don't know. I would think so, because they both want to get paid. I mean, there have been some sad things out there about how neither of them have, the money that they had before, which is sad. Holyfield was on that, what was the show that A-Rod did? And they were like interviewing him in his two-bedroom apartment. It was wild to think about the money. And now Rick Ross has his massive mansion, out in, where is it? Fayetteville or wherever it is in Georgia. But that, I mean, those guys had so much money.
And you wonder what happened.
I was at the ear fight.
You were?
Oh, really?
I was there. It was pandemonium, and it was like the world's biggest fight that erupted in the audience, when the whole thing shut down. It was unbelievable to see.
Well, if this fight ends up happening, it's going to be like what? Like a $99 pay-per-view kind of thing?
I'd probably just watch the highlights after. I just don't know if, you know what I mean? Like right. Back in the day, I would have paid for a fight, a Tyson fight.
How does he do it? Pete Davidson is dating one of the actresses from Bridgerton. Phoebe Dunavar. Wow.
Dude.
How does he do it?
How does he do it?
There's something about this guy.
Remember when he was with Ariana Grande and then he was with what's her name? Gerber? Kaya Gerber?
Right.
It's unreal. He's got the magic. Keanu Reeves is back, starring in a movie called, I don't know if you read this, Berserker on Netflix. Berserker, co-author and co-creator Keanu will star and produce. It's a live-action film and an anime series.
Is he still following you on Twitter?
Yeah, Keanu12 13, 14, 15 is still following me on Twitter.
Barnes, have we told the story about when he was staying at my apartment? Not in my apartment itself, but my building, and you came and visited and he was in the gym?
Oh, it's a funny story.
I want to hear that.
Did we tell it?
No, I don't think so.
I want to hear this.
Real quick, Barnes came when I was living in Manhattan. I lived in a building in Manhattan, and I told Barnes that Keanu Reeves is staying in our building because he's filming a movie. I said, you may run into him. And I thought, well, you'll probably never see him. And then Barnes ended up going to the gym in my building, and it was just you and Keanu working out.
It was the strangest thing. And his trainer.
And his trainer, right.
He was apparently linked to her dating also. And man, they were Hawkeyeing to make sure I wasn't taking pictures.
Yeah, you told me that.
But I did, of course, took pictures. I sent them to Cubby. I was like, dude, he is here. You're not bullshitting.
I'm thinking maybe he's never going to run into him, but he is here. But Barnes is not going to believe me. And they're like the second day, there he is.
Yeah, he was like working out for real. You know, some people, they go in the gym and it's just bullshit. It's an act.
Right.
They put the clothes on. They go in. He was like working out for real, for real.
Yeah, it's cool.
I was impressed.
You know who will never go away? David Hasselhoff. It's so funny that I saw this story because we needed a laugh the other night, so we watched Dodgeball. You remember
Dodgeball? Oh, that's great.
I mean, it's so funny, right? I love Vince Vaughn. But anyway, there was a Hasselhoff cameo. But anyway, he's going to be in a comedy spy series. Unfortunately, you can only get it on German television, but the guy just keeps coming back. It's unbelievable.
It's no joke, by the way, how big he is in Germany. You've heard about the whole German thing. My wife lived in Germany for 8 years. And when I brought his name up one time, she was like, oh, my God, she named off all these songs he had on the radio there. It's amazing what he's done in Germany.
And he will tell you about it. There's a show on Netflix. I think it's Selling Sunset. I get a couple of those shows confused, but I think it's that one that his daughter is one of the real estate agents. And so he made a very prominent appearance trying to either help her sell a house or he was looking for a house and she would show up at his house and he's very shuck and jive. I mean, he is just very, cheesy's not even the perfect word for it. And you go in and he's got like Hasselhoff stuff everywhere in his house.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you walk in.
Remember that video that went viral of him eating a cheeseburger on the floor with his daughter?
Yes.
He's so strange.
That was like the early days of YouTube. I remember watching that.
That is so funny. And then I don't know if you saw this or not, but Cruella is heading to Disney Plus the same day it hits theaters. I think we're going to see more of that, don't you?
I agree. That will be the trend.
$30.
HBO Max started it, and it didn't really go gangbusters. Like Wonder Woman, wasn't that one of the first ones? And now it's just like whatever.
The pandemic started it.
Right. But I'm saying the big screen just doesn't matter anymore.
No.
And you knew that was coming anyway. The pandemic just pushed it, I think, faster.
But I thought, people thought when you could get movies in your house, like cable TV, that would hurt the theaters. But people still want to see movies on a big screen. I still think there's an audience out there for that. But there's also people now that want to stay home.
Matthew McConaughey had that big fundraiser last weekend, the Texas fundraiser. Yeah, they made over $7.7 million. I don't know if you saw any of the performances. Post Malone was on. He was great. But that was really good. Congratulations there. Prince Harry has joined a coaching startup as the chief impact officer. What do you think he's getting paid for that?
What's the company?
It's called Better Up, based in San Francisco.
I'm assuming that's just PR, and they're doing that just so whatever their PR budget was is what he's getting paid.
It's like unbelievable. You saw like they were talking about how much just security alone is for the two of them.
Right. It's ridiculous.
They need it.
Yeah. Guys, I stayed in one time we were filming a hotel in the Caribbean in Antigua, and I stayed in a villa that one of the princes stayed in. It wasn't, it was Harry. It was William.
William.
And they have so many boxes they have to check before they can actually stay at a certain place. So that may not have been the place he wanted to stay, but because it was X amount of feet from a road, this far from the airport and a hospital. And they said, there are people like every 30 feet from a getaway car to the villa. And there's all this stuff going on around every move those guys make. Mm. But now the dude in LA doesn't have it anymore, right? Harry?
Well, they need security, so I guess that's why they're doing all these deals to pay for the security they need.
I'm fascinated by all of that.
I am,
too. Same with, like, presidential movement. It's the same type of thing. The stuff where they go in and take a whole floor.
It's unbelievable.
It's unreal. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy says he won't do Beverly Hills Cop 4 until the script is right. Remember he took a sabbatical from acting because he said he was doing too many bad movies? Well, now, you know, the comeback's not over. He got rave reviews for Dolomite Is My Name, which is on Netflix, which is very funny. And then Coming to America 2 has proven to be a massive success. And let's not forget Beverly Hills Cop 4 is in the works at Netflix. So let's see what happens. I love Eddie Murphy.
He's just funny. Cubby, did you see the comedians getting coffee in cars, whatever Seinfeld's thing? Did you see Eddie Murphy and Seinfeld?
No, I've seen the show, but not the Eddie Murphy one.
It's good. Go back and look it up. It's funny. All right.
That's your celebrity sleaze.
Want to get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos, and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com.
Hey, I have a question that I want to throw out to you and everybody tuned in right now. What is an app you cannot live without? And I want you to take a screenshot and show us your top screen with a photo of you, the app you just cannot live without.
I mean, some of them are givens, right?
Well, Facebook, right? And Instagram probably are at the top for most people.
Well, I'm looking at first page and it's the usual suspects. There's Spotify, Instagram, Tesla,
yep.
Facebook, LinkedIn, Ring, Kivo, Alarm, Pokemon Go.
There you go.
You're still playing that. That's
there
right.
There you go, Barn.
Yeah. Wealthfront. It's an investment app.
Ooh. All right.
Nothing. I mean, live without would be the obvious ones, like the things that, you know, secure your home, or I can't think of a live without. How about you, Leslie?
Well, you know, I love Instagram.
You can't live without it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. There's all sorts of things, too. I follow a lot of home design stuff outside of following artists and stuff, home designs. And
you are a quick Instagram responder.
You really are. You are.
Love Instagram.
I thought Cubby was hot on it, but you're usually like immediately.
Can I tell you about an app that is just cool? I mean, I could live without it, but I found out about it this week. Have you heard about an app called Just Watch?
No, what is that?
What is it?
All you do is download the app. You have to form an account, but it's free. You could type in any movie or TV show. It tells you where you can watch it because there's so many different platforms.
I've heard
about
it.
So, like, for example, I typed in It's a Wonderful Life. It tells me I could stream it on Amazon Prime, and it tells me the price. You can rent it or buy it, and then it gives you, like...
You know, I could really use that because I'll just type in the name of the movie or whatever to find out.
Google it, yeah.
Yeah, this is much easier.
Is that
it's free? Great.
Is that free?
Yeah, it's free. My morning show producer told me about it on Friday. I had no idea what it was about, and I'm like, this is perfect because you think Netflix has every movie, but they don't have, like, a huge movie. And you're like, why don't they have this movie? But then, like, Vudu will have it. And I don't know how they decide what goes on what platform, but this just streamlines everything.
Say the name again?
Just Watch.
That's good.
Yeah.
Here is one that I can give you called Charity Buzz. I keep that on my first page. And it is...
Well, you can bid on stuff?
You can bid on, like, out-of-this-world... things so that
I've had that app. You can, like, I remember, like, Bob Pittman, our CEO of iHeartRadio, you could bid to, like, have lunch with him for, like, a couple of grand or something, but it all goes to charity.
It all goes to charity, and it's been around for a long time. And, like, right now, have lunch and spar with Mike Tyson is the top thing. 14,500. I have bid on here one time. There was lunch, 1 hour one-on-one with Reese Witherspoon. And I started bidding, and then I asked Heather, what is too much? I just want to get, it's not going to affect my bidding, but how much is too much to bid on this? And I remember her saying something like, I don't know, like $500. And I was like, good to know.
Now I know Heather knows about this one. Live Auctioneer, and they do auctions all the time. And, you know, I like folk art. So whenever they have a folk art auction, I go on there and you can live bid. It's pretty cool.
All right, well, check those out. So Charity Buzz and then Live Auction. Your app is just called Live Auction?
Live Auctioneer.
And the app I'm loving is called Just Watch.
Leslie, yours is just for things, not people?
Live Auctioneer is just for, you know, paintings and, you know, household items, anything that people auction off out of their house.
So yeah, it'd be cool if you could take a picture of your top screen and stick that on, there'll be a social post asking to see your top screen. I would love to see what people have.
Me too.
On just on their top, like what's on your very first screen? Just do a screenshot.
A lot of Pornhub.
People are going to do a cleanse before they take the picture, I'm sure. Got to move Pornhub to page two and then get a picture. So let's get into TV talk. Cubby, I always go under the assumption that you have not watched anything new to share with the people.
That would be affirmative. No, I take that back. I watched What About Bob because my morning show co-host said that they couldn't believe I hadn't seen that movie, and that was from 1991. Does that count?
I never even heard of it.
Bill Murray, What About Bob?
Oh, no, I never saw that.
It's a 30-year-old movie, but I just watched it for the first time a couple of days ago.
Well, Leslie and I both watched, not together, but we talked about it, like, did you see this? Did you see this? And I think it's something you would like, Cubby, Operation Varsity Blues.
Tell me, where can I find it?
It's on Netflix. Here's a quick peek.
All of our friends are only talking about one thing, and it's this story.
An FBI investigation called Operation Varsity Blues.
USC, UCLA,
and Rick Singer.
The mastermind behind the entire operation.
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face?
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761, what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own. So I've created this kind of side door in. Because my families want a guarantee.
It's really good.
It's the whole college scandal situation, Cubby.
Well, no, the trailer got me. I mean, I'm into it.
It's the very, you know, now it's the top of Netflix. Whenever it's top of Netflix, you know it's big priority. And Matthew Modine was awesome. And what makes this so interesting, and I don't know if you thought the same thing, I'd be curious to hear, Leslie, is it's half reenactments, but by like legitimate, really good actors. And then the other half is truly documentary with actual footage.
Yeah, the actual footage was great. They brought in, you know, all the people, the famous people, Cubby, that were arrested and had to go to jail. I didn't realize how many wealthy families were involved, though, Barnes. That was, I mean,
50.
I didn't know a lot about Rick Singer, you know, who's the mastermind, but I didn't know about all the wealthy families and dads. And some of these poor kids didn't even know their parents were doing this.
This just happened, too. That was a quick turnaround.
2 years, I think.
Isn't that amazing that Netflix got this together so quickly?
But it was, I just thought it was an interesting formula I haven't seen anyone do where they do that acted like, it was like you're watching a drama,
mm-hmm.
and it was not, it was scripted in the sense that these were really things that happened and they dramatized them, but then they would cut right to real footage of that guy walking into the courthouse or, you know, telling the story about it. But like Leslie said, they would like take these meetings and give $500,000 and say, well, don't tell Cubby, we're just going to make Cubby think that he did really good on the test and got in.
It was funny because like Lori Loughlin's daughters, you know, like one of them was like an influencer. I don't even think she wanted to go to college.
No, that right. was the problem. She really called herself out in a lot of ways to be, people were curious how she got into USC because it's so hard to get into.
But she was on the rowing team. Who would want to be on the rowing team?
They showed like her sitting on the rowing machine and they're taking the pictures to like superimpose into the rowboat. Ugh.
I could not believe how many people were involved in this scheme and got away with it for so long.
So it's called Operation Varsity Blues.
Of course, you know, mine's going to be a drama. But listen, I'm leading up to the Oscars, guys, because Vanessa Kirby is up for an Academy Award for her role in Pieces of a Woman. She was in season 1 and 2 of The Crown. You've probably seen her in some other movies. She's a British actress, but this is a pretty heavy movie. This woman tragically loses her baby during a home birth. Shia LaBeouf is in it. He's her partner. Ellen Burstyn, legendary actress, is in it. And then her world falls apart. So again, it's a heavy movie. It's called Pieces of a Woman. It's on Netflix, but I had to watch it because I love watching all these movies leading up to the Oscars. And Vanessa Kirby was amazing.
She has to pay for her incompetence.
Is this about money?
No.
Is it about what people think?
It's about you. It's about you having to face this.
I am facing this!
Well, I don't think you are. We need some justice here.
No, you need. That is what you want. That is what you need. That is your way. That is not my way. That is what you need.
Martha, if you had done it my way, you'd be holding your baby in your arms right now.
She chooses to have the baby at home, and so the woman she's referring to is the midwife, who is now going to be accused of, you know, killing the baby.
Cubby, if you could just write down, we need to order that psychological profile on Leslie's viewing habits.
Oh my gosh. I was about to say, Leslie, seriously, when that movie ended, did you just like say nothing for minutes?
You know,
I mean, were you crying?
I needed to cleanse the palate. That's why we watched Dodgeball last night.
Damn.
You got to offset the balance there. Yeah.
Your programming is unbelievable. Curveballs.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen News of the World or seen it on Apple TV, but people are saying Tom Hanks was robbed by not receiving an Academy Award for his role in this. He plays a Civil War veteran who, I didn't even know this was a gig back then. Tom Hanks plays this Civil War veteran who goes from town to town to read the news. Who knew that was a gig? And along the way, he finds this girl who's been abandoned, and he wants to take her back to her home.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd, and I'm here tonight to read the news from across this great world of ours.
So they pay you to tell stories.
I ain't never heard of that as a thing a man can do.
Well, it's not a rich man's occupation, as you can see. She's got family down in Castroville.
Captain, why are you doing this?
She needs to laugh and dream.
Like, he literally goes from town to town and reads the news.
That's a fun gig.
What a gig. Wild. Let me tell you, this little girl who's in the movie, I think she was like 11 or 12 at the time, barely spoke English. She speaks fluent English now, but she was born in Germany. Her name is Helena Zengel, but she met Tom Hanks for the first time on the set. Can you imagine? Like, you're acting with Tom Hanks. And she said the advice he gave her was, be kind. You know, always, you know, help your co-host and be on time.
Can you imagine their pressure being
the
cast
pressure.
In something like that?
She's pretty incredible. But anyway, that is called News of the World.
Well, I've got one last one that's kind of out there. It's a Netflixer. It's called The One. Have you guys seen this yet?
Seen the previews.
It's very much futuristic dating world. Like, imagine taking, they can tell you who's your perfect match kind of thing. They can take a strand of hair and do these DNA checks and like let you know if this person was meant for you or if you're just wasting your time completely.
I have a secret that I want to share with you. A single strand of hair is all it takes to be matched with the one person that you are genetically guaranteed to fall in love with.
Right now, you're selling me a fairy tale.
This will change relationships and dating forever. They won't ever be the same again.
She's reckless. Sooner or later, one of her stunts is going to blow up.
True love. Isn't that what we all want?
Yes!
We deserve the fairy tale.
It's definitely interesting. Check it out on Netflix if you prefer. It's called The One.
The One.
Get exclusive video content when you follow The Pop Culture Show on Instagram. Unlock full video interviews and video bits you can't get anywhere else. Instagram.com/The Pop Culture Show.
Okay, guys, you have one-upped me. Cubby, a couple of episodes ago with meeting Paul McCartney, which was an excellent story. And Barnes, you with David Arquette, the minute he started dating Courtney Cox with that story.
Uh-huh.
So I have to talk a little bit about Sting because my husband says that there are more photos of me and Sting than with me and him, which could be true.
That's not bad. Once upon a time, Leslie and Sting. But what you got?
Barnes, I don't know where you and Jimmy were at the time, but do you remember the time I went to interview Sting at the Fox Theater in Atlanta? He was playing the Fox Theater. It could have been one of his solo runs.
There's no way I would have missed that. So I don't know. I think you might not have shared that that interview request was in, because I don't recall ever hearing that.
And
neither
I,
would Jimmy. He would have missed that.
I don't know what happened, but I went to interview Sting with a DAT machine. I'll figure out what year it was, because he didn't play the Fox Theater that often. Huge Sting fan. I've seen him a million times. So I go with the DAT player to interview him. And
Wait. Were you operating the DAT player?
I was operating the DAT player.
Wow.
Impressive.
Mind blown. Did that? No wonder I never heard that
Start
interview.
Start and record. So
she didn't hit record.
So they take me backstage to do the interview, and they're like, okay, you know, we think he's ready. We go in, it's completely dark.
So wait, is this pre-show?
Pre-show. Completely dark in the dressing room with just candles.
Your dream come true,
and
right?
I'm like, what the heck is going on? Because you remember all those stories about Sting? Go in there. He is on the floor doing yoga. And I'm like, okay, well, am I going to wait? Like, what am I going to do? And they're like, oh, no, do the interview with him. He's ready. I'm like, you are kidding me, right? So I sit on the floor. I am like freaking out because I can't see anything.
Does he say anything like, hi?
Yeah,
I'm Sting?
He's like, hey, what? Yes. He says hi. And I had met him before because I'd seen him a bunch of times. Of course, he didn't remember me, but I sit on the floor and I'm like, hey, really appreciate you doing this interview. You know, we're big fans, blah, blah, blah. Here's the moment where I am freaking out. I can't see anything. I cannot see the DAT player to hit start and record. I'm not kidding you because there's...
So your microphone is on his balls.
There are only like a few candles. He's sitting there, this yoga pose, which by the way, I didn't sit in a yoga pose. He must have been doing, you know, all his yoga pre-show Sting yoga. And I literally like hit whatever I thought was start and record. We do this interview. I think it was like 15 minutes. We do the interview. When it's over, you know, I thank him. Hey, I'm looking forward to the show. Whatever, whatever.
That's weird because I heard he can last a lot longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah. But I'm pumped.
I mean, that.
Well, I'm telling you the stories. I leave and I'm seriously like in a deep sweat thinking, there's no way it recorded. I have no idea. I'm in a panic. I go outside. I go into the lobby. I guess there were a couple other people there from the radio station. I go back. Thankfully, it recorded. I know I have that somewhere, that interview on a DAT player. But I was literally sweating it out. I was so nervous that it wasn't recording. I couldn't even focus during the interview. Can you imagine?
All of this.
You had a double whammy because you were excited to be with, you know, a guy you love. And you're also worried about the programming part of it, getting this interview on the air.
I never thought I was ever going to get it. And, you know, because Barnes knows he's been in my top five forever. And I've seen him a bunch of times and I've had pictures taken with him. I just, you know, I'm a big Sting fan, but like literally I was freaking. I'll find out what year it was, Barnes, but literally I was there by myself. I don't know where you guys were.
That's an irresponsible radio station that would dispatch Leslie Fran with technology and here, go see Sting. Just here, go. I can't imagine. Where was Lanny? I mean, he gets you on this podcast every week.
One time he told Sting that there were more photos of he and my wife than he and him. And Sting literally like grabbed me and Lanny's not in the photo. So it's just kind of a long history. But hey, that's my story about Sting.
Did it end with everything, the room dark and candles? Like you left, you came into a dark room and left out of a dark room?
Left out of a dark room the entire time.
It's so bizarre.
Well, look at our social. You can see the picture. And you can tell that Leslie definitely, she seems like she's
frazzled.
In another world.
Yeah. I do look like I'm in another world.
I mean, you seem like you are very, very nervous.
And he looks like a movie star.
All right. Good story, Once Upon a Time, Fran.
Thank you.
It kind of leads into the next segment. Leads into the next segment about wellness. Because Sting obviously is into it with yoga. And have you noticed the wellness craze that's going on right now? I mean, it's unbelievable how much money people are spending on wellness and AKA feeling good. And I'm not talking about that, you know, little shack down the street that you go for a rub and tug.
Do you think it's because of the pandemic? People trying to take care of themselves and not get COVID.
And it's things that are out. It's not just yoga anymore. You know, yoga, 10 years ago seemed like that was strange. I'm talking about things like, well, the thing that I do that I did it on this show for the first time, cryotherapy.
That's true.
Right.
That's one of these out there, I don't know if you want to call it science meets technology meets new age, whatever. But the latest one is called, well, there's all kinds. I mean, look, Goop. Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's brand is based on all of this, and hers get way out there. Like
it's true.
They have like vagina bleaching or vagina smoking
candles,
like all the candles, and they have Floasis. I think that's the name of the company, but this flotation stuff, and Joe Rogan raves about it. It's where you go in this tank for an hour or an hour and a half, and you get that sense of zero sense of gravity, where you're just in a small amount of water and you're laying under these interesting little lights. I've not done it yet, but I will try it. I haven't done it, but you're in a pod and they clean it like after every, it's like a reputable thing. This is not like some cheesy, it's like almost $100 to do it for an hour. And you're kind of levitating in the water. And apparently it gives your body this sensation that you're basically like floating in outer space. Like you're, it relieves, it's all about stress and inflammation and meditation and just centering yourself. Does that intrigue either one of
it
you?
It does. You know, we have a rebounder and it's all about your lymphatic system.
Leslie.
It's the bouncer. No, you should read about it. It's about equalizing everything in your body. And I get on that rebounder like four times a week.
I've seen it.
Now, how much is this other one?
I saw it was like $89 maybe for an hour, right around that area. I'm willing to try it. It's actually across the street from the cryotherapy place.
Are you serious?
This one's called Flowasis. But Cubby, would you do it?
Well, this might count. I did something about 2 years ago, but it didn't work for me, called body sculpting, where they put these little things all over your belly and they try to damage fat cells deep in. It apparently works for some people, but it didn't really work for me. And I really didn't give it enough of a chance because it's kind of painful where it gets super, super cold and then super, super hot. And it's like this laser thing all over your belly. And you have to go like 5 weeks in a row. And after like a week, I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'll just eat better.
I'll tell you one that I have done twice, Barnes, and I don't know if they have this in Atlanta. Have you been to a salt cave? You basically sit in this room. It's called a cave, but it's a room encased in salt. And the salt cave, it apparently draws out irritants such as toxins and allergens from your respiratory system.
Mm.
But
well, this is Epsom salt, by the way. I didn't mention that in this tank. So I guess that's a similar, you know how they always say when your muscles, when you have problems with your muscles, to get in a tub with Epsom salt.
Yes.
Is that the same thing as the cave?
But it's not, it's a different kind of salt, but absolutely. It's the same thing. You sit in there for 20 to 30 minutes. You just lay there in this cave.
Have you heard of omming?
How do you spell that?
O-M.
No.
There is a podcast, and I'm trying to get the person on right now from the BBC. I think she's going to come on with us, maybe even next week. Her name is Naz. She hosts a podcast called The Orgasm Cult. It's orgasmic meditation. And there was, it's very much like Nexium. This is a cult that was under this guise of a company called One Taste. And orgasmic meditation, without being too graphic, was they were luring in, because it will be graphic when she comes on, they were luring in these women into these groups. And basically they would go and they would be in a room, all these people together. And this was in this wellness craze. This was right in the same category as all this of yoga and all these things. And the women would remove their clothing from the waist down and lay on a pillow, like prop, kind of like propped up. And a guy, whoever this guy was assigned to them, so they're in this group and they would assign these guys, okay, Cubby, you're assigned to Janet. You would go over and you would set a timer for 15 minutes and you would stroke her, I'll just say, in a very obvious position. And she may be in a room with several other people also with no clothing from the waist down. It is the most outrageous podcast.
I'm in.
It's called The Orgasm Cult. It's a BBC podcast. And I think we're going to have the host on. I want to hear more about, I've listened to like five of the episodes. I think there's 10 of them.
Well,
it's intriguing.
What you just described is a massage parlor.
Nah, right. You have to hear it. It's not about that. It's not about the actual orgasm, which is interesting.
It's about the mind.
It's a lot of things. This One Taste organization was the organization behind this whole thing. Anyway, omming. Yeah, it's wild. If you're looking for a new podcast, we're not paying, I'm not paid, or we're not being paid to tell you about it. I'm just saying it's an interesting topic and we'll have her on. But yeah, the wellness craze is just through the roof. Money right now is being thrown around in that space like nothing.
Yeah, people are concerned about their mental wellness, and so they're willing to pay for it.
What's something that you listening have, like, what's one of the ones that you stick to? Like, is it floating, and how is it, by the way? Is it cryotherapy? Is it something like that? Something like that that you do? Just let's keep a running tab of it, because there's probably ones that we haven't even thought of.
Salt caves.
That exist. But yeah, look for the post in social and answer the question. Love to hear what you think.
The Pop Culture Show is presented by Big Five Rum. Welcome to the club.
We will see you next week.
Bye.